The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Kiss Your Life Hello with Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. This program is all about relationships from love and family to health and business. It's a diverse world of alternative thinking as it applies to your daily life. Now it's time to kiss your life hello. So here are Drs. Nair and Piper.
Welcome, everyone, to this edition of Kiss Your Life Hello. We are very, very happy to have you with us. It's a cold morning here, Dr. H, but sunny in New York. And how is the weather there, Dr. H, at Palm Springs?
Well, I think you're sharing a little of the cold with us, too. Right now, it's probably about 42, 43 degrees. But we're supposed to go into the mid-70s, so... You know, it was interesting because I used to live in Florida for a number of years, and I was watching the weather yesterday, and I have my children and grandchildren living in Orlando, Florida. Plus, I was watching the football game last night at the same time, and the weather came on and said it was 48 degrees in Miami. It was 39 degrees in Orlando, and the golf temperature was 52 degrees. And our pool in our backyard in Palm Springs right now is 52 degrees. And I've never, because I lived in Florida for many years, I've never have seen, you know, the Gulf of Mexico so cold at 52 degrees. And this is off by the Sarasota, Tampa area, which is normally, you know, like maybe in the high 60s, low 70s.
Well, we've been having the gust of the wind factor here, and some areas were going as low as 15 degrees and 20-something odd degrees last night. But today, it's the sun is out, it's shining, it's a little cold, but, you know, bearable. So we're having a, you know, relatively good weather, I would say. It's not a snowstorm. Things could be worse.
Oh, yeah. The people up in the New England area really got hit with a lot of snow.
It's in the Midwest, yes. But what have you to share with us this morning? Because you had some interesting comments that we were sharing a few minutes before the show started. And we were going through a number of things that we could share with our listeners that would be pertinent to the times that we're living in.
Well, this is an interesting, it's an interview from a magazine, and the reporter's interviewing a oncologist, a cancer doctor. And she asked the doctor one of the questions, what is the most important thing to do to get well from cancer? And it's a female. And she says, there isn't one thing. It's important to do a whole program. And then the reporter says, but isn't there a crucial first step, you know, the will to live? And she says, yes. And this is, you and I have talked about this almost every single time on our show since we've been on, about people needing to take responsibility. And I love the oncologist's answer. And she responded, yes, I do think there is one crucial decision one must make first if faced with a diagnosis of cancer. That is, you must make the decision that you want to get well. You must sincerely want to turn your health around and do necessary work. You must take responsibility for your You must take responsibility for your health. You must take responsibility to change your life. I cannot tell you, you know, you and I have been in the field for so many years, have seen people and talked to people, and you know, it's a scary word. The C word is a very, very scary word, and people react and they respond. And to have an oncologist like this to say, okay, let's start taking on, take responsibility on this first. Not only on a physical level, whether it's through chemo, whether it's radiation, whether it's through nutrition, the combination of both, exercise, diet, watching the food that we're eating, and our guest today will be great because she's going to talk about the no-no for sugar. And also on the emotional level, too, because she also mm-hmm. was asked one of the questions by the reporter, you know, on a psychological level, what do we need to do excuse me, and she said, and I love this oncologist, she says that we need to start working on the anger. We need to start working on the resentments because that's also feeding the cancer. So not on a physical level, but also on an emotional level to take responsibility. And I've seen the people that have been willing to take that 100% responsibility and work with their doctor, work with their nutritionist, work with their naturopathic doctor like myself or whoever, and then also go and do therapy and find some tremendous, tremendous results. I love this article. It's a great, great article. If people want to know, they can contact us, you know, info@kissyourlifehello.com. I'll be glad to share that.
Well, that's a very important component, the emotional, the stress, the emotion. You know, but it is hard. It is very hard when you're diagnosed with a chronic illness, especially like that of a diagnosis of cancer, you know, to keep your head, you know, above water and keep your emotions in check. Because the first thing is you're terrorized by the doctors, by the hospital system, you know, by your diagnosis, your fears, you know, everything just crowds on you. And it's very, very easy, you know, to have all hope disappear. And we've had a number of our listeners call in and you know, email us and communicate with both of us, you know, this, to talk about how by following a strict protocol, including the diet and healthy lifestyle, and it's interesting, you know, how they can overcome even a dreaded disease like stage 4 cancer. We've had a number of people calling us to see, you know, how they've been doing it. And you and I have been working tirelessly on this front, particularly with the Jiva supplements and with the research we are doing with the cancer centers, you know, to see what are the supplements, for example, people can take in addition to having good positive emotional health. But one of the studies that I've come across here, Dr. H, that I'd like to share with our listeners is living well is the best health care. And this is a study carried out by Dr. Earl S. Ford, MD, MPH, of the National Center for Chronic Disease Control and Health Promotion. And his colleagues actually sampled over 27,000 Germans between 35 and 65 years old. And lifestyle, guess what? That's something that we've already known. But lifestyle was shown to be a significant factor in just health. And Ford's team measured the effects of smoking, lack of physical activity, unhealthy diet, and excess body weight with respect to the incidence of four serious conditions, coronary heart disease, stroke, diabetes mellitus, and the dreaded word, the cancer. They found that each healthy lifestyle factor was associated with a reduction in risk of any chronic disease, and that the biggest impact of the four healthy lifestyle factors was on incident diabetes. And they concluded that the results reinforce current public health recommendations to avoid smoking, to maintain a healthy weight, to engage in physical activity appropriately, and to eat adequate amounts of fruits and vegetables and foods containing whole grains, and to partake of red meat prudently. And we, you know, this is a study that has been published by Dr. Ford and his colleagues in the Archives of Internal Medicine, volume 169 and number 15, August 10 to 14 issue in 2009. And so readers can email us if they want to have the full study. But this is very important that you and I keep talking about taking personal responsibility and, you know, how difficult it is, and that we need a support group and we need to hear positive outcomes on people who have gone through, you know, some really difficult health challenges. And they all say, the survivors of any of these four major chronic illnesses say that taking responsibility for their health and having a supportive family and friends was instrumental in them overcoming their whatever the health challenge they have. And I think that's an important message.
And even if there isn't a family connection at all for whatever reason, there are lots and lots of different support groups on a physical level, on an emotional level, on a spiritual level. You know, we're not alone with this. If we're willing to take the responsibility and reach out and ask for help, I think it's probably one of the hardest things for people to do is ask for help. Once we do that, because I've been there, believe me, I've been there, and once we do that, we find that if we don't have a family situation where we can ask for help, there are so many different support groups, you know, all over the world. In fact, our guest has a great resource of different support groups in the back of her book, which you want to bring her on? I'd love to talk with her.
Wonderful. And, you know, one of the important things also, you know, I think our guests can talk about this later, was that for the first time, and I'm sure she's Dr. Appleton, and we're going to introduce her very shortly, for the very first time, the American Heart Association has made specific recommendations regarding intake of added sugar. And that we want to talk more about the study and what the outcome has been and why the American Heart Association is putting so much of emphasis on intake of sugar finally. But we have a very, very interesting guest, as you pointed out. Dr. Nancy Appleton is a PhD. She earned her credentials in clinical nutrition from UCLA and a PhD, that's a basic Bachelor in Science in Clinical Nutrition from UCLA, and her PhD in Health Services from Walden University. And she maintains a private practice in San Diego, California. She's an avid researcher, as you will discover when we speak with her and interview her. Dr. Appleton lectures extensively throughout the world and has appeared on numerous television and radio talk shows. She's the best-selling author of Stopping Inflammation and Healthy Bones. But we are talking here about another book of hers that's just come out. It's called Suicide by Sugar, A Startling Look at Our Number One National Addiction. So this is a very, very important topic, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the recommendation for the first time, what the American Heart Association is making about regarding intake of added sugar, because till now, nobody has actually put forth that, sugar in our diet is unhealthy. It's really unhealthy, but it's not only unhealthy, but as Dr. Appleton is saying here, why our sweet tooth may actually be killing us. So I'm very, very excited to bring her on after the break to talk about this very, very important topic.
I want to read in the back of her book, Suicide by Sugar, this one little sentence, and we'll go into a break. It is a dangerous, addictive white powder that can be found in abundance throughout this country. It is not illegal. Mm. In fact, it is available in or near playgrounds, schools, workplaces, homes, and vacation spots. It is practically everything we eat and drink, and once we're hooked on it, the craving can be overwhelming. This white substance of abuse is sugar. Once associated only with cavities and simple weight gain, it is now linked to a host of devastating health conditions, including cancer, epilepsy, dementia, hypoglycemia, obesity, and more. This is going to be a powerful... let's bring her on. We got a couple minutes. Can we bring her on? Dr. Appleton.
Oh, I guess we are not connected yet, Dr. H. But we'll have her after the show, after the break, because then we can bring her on. And, there's so much of information in her book, because that's a very, very important topic, that why is sugar causing so much of problems, in our diet? And she has an excellent book that talks about, what is the... And she was a sugarholic herself, addicted from a very early stage. And she actually gives in her book, Suicide by Sugar, a startling look at our number one national addiction. I love the topic, love the title she has picked. And she actually gives 140 reasons why sugar is ruining your health. And she actually lists every one of them, and they're all backed by research. So this is an avid researcher. She's very serious in what she's saying. And studies after studies are showing us that, we have to cut our sugar intake. We just have to cut, and we have to learn to read our labels. It's a very important topic. So without much ado, I'm going to signal the cue for us to go on break. And after the break, we're going to bring Dr. Nancy Appleton and do a fantastic interview with her on her book, Suicide by Sugar. So hang on there, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's JIVASupplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nayer's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores. Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com. Or call 877-853-PURE. This ain't your mama's brain and health show. Tune in and get ready for entertainment and information about your mind and body that will really change your life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio is a sane departure from conventional thinking about diet, health, and the brain. Host Nora Gedgaudas will also combine humor and science to illuminate the mind and open your eyes to the principles of neurofeedback and diet, which can help you and your family live a better life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio airs live Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
So welcome back, everyone. This is Dr. VJ with Dr. H, and we have with us a very esteemed researcher and author, Dr. Nancy Appleton, and she's written this wonderful book called Suicide by Sugar, A Startling Look at Our Number One National Addiction. Welcome to the show, Dr. Appleton. Well, we're wonderful to have you with us.
Thank you.
Yes.
Shall we start off by asking you now, how did you get into this topic? How did you get into your own personal history? Why are you so against sugar, our number one national addiction here?
Well, I'll tell you why. It's because for many years I was a sugarholic. I timed my meals, timed my snacks, so that I always had something sweet in my mouth. But I didn't even understand what I was doing. It just made me feel better. It brought my blood glucose up. It the whole thing, you know, it helps with your endocrine system trying to balance when you're not in balance. The sugar tries to do that, and it does for a very short period of time. Then all heck breaks out in the body. So this is what I was doing, and I was a national tennis champion, so I could consume an incredible amount of sugar and still stay thin, very thin. And so this is where most of my sugar went. And the symptoms kept getting worse, and I had terrible allergies and boils and canker sores and pneumonia too many times. And I was a mess. When I quit tennis and went to college, the weight started coming on, and I didn't like looking at myself in the mirror. And then when I got married and had children, I didn't like my yelling at them. And so finally, I got my act together, realized that sugar was the problem in my body, and turned my life around. And I'm much better off now than I was when I was 20 years old, I have to tell you.
Now, you talked a lot about, you know, the sugar in your book, and that, you know, a lot of our things that we take for granted every day, our foodstuffs and labels, including, you know, popular drink, you know, taken by elderly, Ensure, and even by the pediatrics, you know, the children, babies are taking, you know, Pediasure. And you talk about how much of sugar is in there. But I also want to bring you to what I talked about earlier in the show, that the American Heart Association made for the first time, and I want to know your comment on this, They have made specific recommendations regarding intake of added sugar. And their recommendations is that women should have no more than 6 teaspoons daily, that's about 100 calories, and men no more than 9 teaspoons daily, about 150 calories of added sugars, like such as those in soft drinks and candy. And not those that occur naturally in fruits and other sugars. So limiting added sugar can help reduce the risk for heart disease. What are your comments about these intakes that they're talking about at the National Heart Association?
Well, what number one is saying is that sugar causes heart disease. That's what they're saying in so many words. And I love it. I've been saying this for years. I've got a hook in my voice here. It's early. Anyway, so what they're saying is you should reduce your sugar by 70%. When you gave those statistics that a woman should only be having 6 teaspoons a day and a man 9, that's 70% less than we eat today. And if 3 months ago you'd gone to the American Heart Association's website, you would have found desserts. You would have found all sorts of sugary things in there. And I don't know what they're going to do with it. They have literally dessert books that have nothing but sugar in them. And I guess they're just going to throw them all out the windows. I've been screaming.
Oh, hooray.
So finally, something they're realizing, because it's what's called the metabolic syndrome that many people have today. And part of that is your blood glucose going up when you eat sugar, and the insulin being secreted to try to bring your body back to that wonderful homeostasis or balance. And when you do that too much, you affect your whole body, including your heart. So sugar is far more dangerous to you than fat ever thought of being.
So I have a question, Dr. Appleton. How much sugar is too much sugar?
Okay, well, that's a good question, and I wish I could say 10 teaspoons or 3 teaspoons. But what I would say is, if you are healthy, if you're on no drugs for high cholesterol, if you're on no drugs for high blood pressure or any other thing, you wake up good, you've had a good night's sleep, you're of a normal weight, you exercise some, and you feel good, you can take more sugar in than a person who is on drugs, who doesn't feel well, who doesn't deal with life very well, because your body can handle that. So a person like that can easily eat 2 teaspoons of sugar at one time, 3 or 4 times during the day. Now, when you take a Coca-Cola, which has 10 teaspoons of sugar, that's
right,
a lot of sugar, no matter who you are. So if you, which I hope you can get out of drinking soft drinks, but if you are drinking them, I would drink 1/4 of it and put it away, and then drink another 1/4 of it 2 or 3 hours later. This is if you're healthy. But I don't think that an unhealthy person, a person who has symptoms, who's on pharmaceutical drugs, etc., should have any sugar whatsoever, because sugar upsets the body chemistry, and the bottom line is it suppresses the immune system. Now, if you're not well, you don't need to suppress your immune system. So that would be my advice, the way I'd say it.
You know, it's interesting, because I'd mentioned earlier at the beginning of the show about this interview with this oncologist where she stated that we need to take responsibility for ourselves if we're diagnosed with cancer or even with heart disease or anything. And then how many people are willing not to take any sugar? And it's tough because, you know, the fruit has sugar, honey has sugar, agave nectar that everybody's raving about has sugar, and there's sugar in everything. So to the point of finding balance in life and taking responsibility, what would you suggest would be the first things to eliminate if we're willing to find this balance in our body?
Well, the first thing, I will say that when I started talking about this, Linus Pauling was alive, and I sent him one of my books about sugar called Lick the Sugar Habit that I wrote 30 years ago. And he wrote me back and said, this information is fascinating, and I will say if I had to remove one thing from my diet, it would be sugar. So he even understood this years and years ago. But just not enough was said about it, because everybody thought that fat would be the answer to the problems. And
fat
has not been the answer to the problems.
Right.
And so, but again, fat's not addictive like sugar is. And also, I think that one of the things we should say right now is what we mean by sugar. And what I'm saying is not only table sugar, that white stuff you see around, but I mean, which is also called sucrose, but glucose, levulose, maltose, anything that ends in an OSE is sugar, but as well as I mean honey, maple syrup, brown sugar, turbinado sugar, raw sugar, corn syrup, corn sweetener, all of those things are simple sugars that you don't even have to digest, hit the bloodstream, and suppress the immune system very rapidly. So, and I think that the worst of all of them is agave nectar. Because agave nectar, although it's been touted because it doesn't raise your blood glucose, what it does is most sugars have 50% fructose and 50% glucose. But agave nectar has 90% fructose and 10% glucose. And it's the fructose molecule that's the killer today. Because the insulin cannot help it get into the cells to function like it can help glucose get into the cells to function. And so it has to go through the liver, and it can become toxic to the body, and our evolutionary bodies don't have any means of digesting this glut of fructose that we're eating today. So there you are.
Go ahead. We have a couple of minutes now till the break, but tell us something about these hard facts in just some point forms. What are the hard facts about soft drinks, you know, that people need to know about?
All right. Well, the first thing that I want everybody to know, in case they don't know, is that on the back of your label, it will tell you all the ingredients on your can. There has to be a label, and there is, and it tells you the ingredients. Well, the first thing it tells you is how many carbohydrates, how much sugar, how much fat, how much protein, and then it gives you vitamins and minerals if you have them, and how much is a serving. Okay, well, we'll talk about the servings in a minute, but first of all, it says that there are 40 grams of sugar. Well, now the average person, in fact, I can be lecturing in front of 150 people and say, somebody tell me how much sugar is 40 grams, and usually no one knows. I think they put it in grams so that they can sell the product and that it's sort of deceiving. But let me tell the audience right now that 4 grams of sugar makes 1 teaspoon. So that 12-ounce Coca-Cola, or most all soft drinks, have approximately the same. They have 10 teaspoons of sugar, and that's a starter. And that's more than the Heart Association says that men or women should have all day long, plus all the other things that they eat. So that's the first bad thing in soft drinks. And so you'll say, okay, well, we will have a soft drink that has no sugar in it. And I would have to say, it's the phosphoric acid that is just as big a problem as sugar. And phosphoric acid is what makes it bubble. But it's phosphorus. And phosphorus and calcium work together in the body. And when you add that extra phosphorus, the body will pull calcium from the bones, from anywhere it can, to try to keep that blood in homeostasis or balance. So that every time you're eating that phosphoric acid, whether it be with sugar or without sugar, you can be upsetting your whole calcium balance in the body and pulling calcium from your bones. So that's number two. I could go on forever on these soft drinks, but...
Well, we're going to be taking a break right now, but when we come back from the break, we want to hear more about what the soft drinks are containing, because in some countries, some farmers have been reputed to be using soft soda, some well-named soda, to use as pesticides and to kill bugs and to clean their drain pipes. So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit more with Dr. Appleton on that too. So stay tuned, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Steps to a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure. Or call 877-853-PURE. Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Are you ready to go green?
You've asked, and we've heard you. Voice America presents the Green Talk Network. Environmental topics are at the forefront of our society, and the Green Talk Network is here to keep you up to date on the latest trends and new innovations for the eco-conscious lifestyle. We'll help promote a variety of ideas on the environment, from global warming issues to how you can become more eco-friendly in your daily activities. Be a part of the solution, not the problem. Visit the Green Talk Network page on voiceamerica.com and tune in to help spread the green.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back to our show with Dr. Vijay and Dr. H. Dr. Vijay Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. We're speaking with Dr. Nancy Appleton, who wrote this awesome book called Suicide by Sugar. I want to read this one paragraph that I absolutely fell in love with. It's the conclusion in the book. It says, "A sweet ending without sugar. People starve from lack of knowledge. Actually, people do not starve. They get sick and fat from lack of knowledge. Hopefully that will not be the case for you with sugar now that you have finished this book. I'm sure many of you have identified with my story of sugar addiction. I hope you realize if I could break that pattern, so could you. At this point in the book, you've heard me rail against sugar and fructose. You heard me talk about mineral relationships, especially the calcium-phosphorus ratio, that are upset by sugar, fried foods, stress, and allergens. This is a powerful book. Dr. Appleton, I have a book. Dr. Vijay has a book. How can our listening audience get a copy of your book?
I think the easiest way is to go to my website. I mean, you can order it or get it from any bookstore, but I have given a big discount on my book on my website, and you can find out whether you're a sugarholic, and there's lots of more things about sugar on that. And that's Nancy Appleton, Appleton.com, and you can buy my books and see what else I've written there.
Okay, great. So we have choices. We can go to Amazon.com or we can go to your website or probably any local health food store and bookstore would have it. Dr. Vijay, it's really interesting. There's sugar in everything, even in nicotine. People don't even realize that nicotine is laced with sugar. And you know, I used to smoke, so I'm a recovering nicotine person, alcohol person, drug person, and sugar person. And it's amazing, though, how all this is all around us and how difficult it can be. You know, we talked about support groups, you know, at the beginning of our show. And Dr. Appleton, you have some suggestions in the back of the book, too, because this is a tough thing to work with, and it's all over the place. And it's not like it's underground. It's on billboards. It's in our food, and the cravings are there with the sugar. It's constantly there. But to work through that, though, you have given us a lot of resources, which I absolutely love this book.
Thank you. Yes, there are ways that you certainly can get your act together. I think that Addicts Anonymous is a wonderful group as a part of AA. I've been to their meetings, and they certainly do help you with this sugar thing. That's their main reason for being, is sugar and white flour. And they're only the only thing you can't do before a meeting is for 24 hours. You can't have any sugar or white flour before you go to a meeting, but they're wonderful places that you can get help, for sure.
Now, I want to ask you again, going back to a question on the soda, because that's a very, very popular thing in our culture. And, you know, Pepsi and Coca-Cola and, you know, all the big giants now. Now, they're moving away, I understand. You know, they're not moving away from their main beverages, for sure. But they're now trying to put in other artificial sweeteners like aspartame, NutriSweet, NutraSweet. What do you think about, you know, this data with the soft drinks? You know, they're now going to try to say it's a sugar-free drink. So continuing with the soft drink discussion that we had earlier before the break, what is your thinking about why are soft drinks now going on that track?
Well, I think that finally they're realizing what sugar is doing, so they're trying to keep their business, and it has decreased, but that's where most of our sugar goes into soft drinks today. The manufacture of sugar goes into soft drinks. I think that there's going to be a shift to try to find other ways. In fact, there has been a shift because Coca-Cola, Pepsi not only makes soft drinks, but they make what there's called energy drinks and sports drinks. And then we have the AIDS, the lemonade, the Hawaiian punch. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. When you go to a grocery store and just go next to those soft drinks, you'd be amazed at what you see. And they're all trying to beat each other in keeping them healthy, and yet so that the people will come back and have a second one. The first one's not hard to sell. It's the second one that's the hard to sell. So I think that also stevia, which to me is a sugar substitute that works, not for sugarholics, because it keeps you craving the sweet thing. And stevia is a natural product that you can buy at health food stores and Trader Joe's, and maybe a few stores are carrying it now. And as opposed to aspartame or all of NutraSweet, all of the other sugar substitutes. But again, if you are a sugarholic, this just keeps you craving sweet stuff. So if there's any way you can withdraw slowly from your sugar habit, your soft drink habit. In fact, if you get in charge of the sugar, and since we're talking about these soft drinks, if you can get a soft drink and take 3 teaspoons of it, 3 sips of it, and throw it away, that puts you in charge of your sugar addiction, your soft drink addiction, rather than the drink being in charge of you. And that's a very a great thing to do. So you might start with that, doing that with, it doesn't have to be a soft drink, it can be anything. Just take extra few bites, put the rest down the drain, and say, I'm in charge of that sugar.
Very, very useful advice. Now, you talked about in your book, too, and I really like this, the sugar affects kids worse than adults. Now, why is that? Because we have a culture, you know, the TV, the media, you name it. Everything that's being sold to kids in terms of candy and soft drinks and, you know, sugar-coated cereals, everything is about sugar, and that's aimed at the kids. Give us your intake of, you know, what's happening with kids and sugar.
Yes, I think it is quite important. I have done something else. I've made a one-hour DVD called Suicide by Sugar, and you'll see it on my website, and you can order it. But one of the things we did is taped Saturday morning from 9 to 12 o'clock. We taped, or I think it was 7 to 10 o'clock. We taped all ABC, NBC, and CBS, all the programs that are given for children. And I was mind-boggled by the number of advertisements that they used for soft drinks, for candy, for, it was awful, just awful. And we have on this DVD, we've shown a couple of these ones that the kids can't, they're wonderful, they're marvelous. They have great people who write these things, and kids can't resist them. So there you are. From every morning, Saturday morning, these kids just watch these shows, you know, for 3 hours. So it's a sad thing that they're doing. Now, luckily, much of the sugar is being taken out of schools today, and the soft drinks are out. And so that's a big plus. But I have to say that I don't think you can teach kids. You got to teach families, because if they go home and see these drinks at home, you can't say, kid, you can't drink this, but I'm going to drink it. So that PTAs and school, they have to have school events where parents learn about this with their kids, as far as I'm concerned.
When I was living in Florida, when my children were younger, the people next door had two young daughters, like the same age as my children, and they literally had the Coca-Cola truck deliver cases and cases of soda once a week to their house, and it was just for the four of them. And you talk about an addiction. Before we go to a break, I have a quick question, Dr. Appleton, because most of us, if not all of us, if we're really honest, are sugarholics. I mean, we just love sugar and it's in everything. What is a healthy alternative to sugar? Because agave was out there saying this is a great substitute for sugar.
No, it's
not. But now
not.
What you're saying is
absolutely not. Absolutely.
So what are our choices besides stevia?
I just have to say whole fruit, but I will also say at the back of Lick the Sugar Habit, I have some recipes that actually have no fruit and no sugar in them and are dessert recipes. They're sweet. They're made from sweet potatoes, from carrots, from beets, from carob. Forgive me. It's amazing what you can do with whole foods.
Speaking about whole foods, you know, at the Jiva, the beverage that we have, the Essence of Life, and that's sold in retail health stores, this was the same problem, to take away the taste of the fermented soy. And we use a whole dried fruit called Lohan from China. But it's made here, and we found that it can alter the taste significantly with just a dried plum, a small little dried plum that the Chinese are using.
Well, I think that's a wonderful idea. Do you have a package in front of you now?
Yes.
Okay, tell me how much sugar is in it.
Well, we have the label for the Jiva here as sugars are 2 grams, total carbohydrates 8 grams.
Okay, and 2 grams. You see, that's a half a teaspoon of sugar. Most people can have that. That's wonderful. That's great.
Beautiful. Absolutely. We give it, in fact, for patients with cancer. And, for all kinds of chronic illnesses, they can get the Jiva fermented soy and curcumin. And this is so great that, you're putting your desserts out there, because you can cook with the spices like curcumin and cloves and cardamom.
Yeah.
And they improve your immune functioning. They give a zest to the food. I love your recipes. I just love what you're doing there. And we can just go on and on about talking about this wonderful topic. But I just want to thank you, Dr. Appleton, for being on our show and for sharing with our listeners this really great timely intervention. What we can do to empower ourselves and help ourselves overcome the sugar habit. It's one at a time, but you've given us so much of information, and encourage everyone to go to your book, to buy your book, Suicide by Sugar, and to visit by your website, nancyappleton.com.
Well, thank you very much, and let me end by saying, everybody start reading your labels. You'll be amazed.
Yeah.
I gave you lots of words for sugar, and you'll be amazed how much sugar is in products. Hopefully, you'll be eating whole foods, so you don't have to read too many labels, because whole foods don't have labels. But let me end by saying, as the White Queen said to Alice in Alice in Wonderland, I eat jam tomorrow, and I eat jam yesterday, but I never eat jam today. So we can all end with that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
God bless you. We'll be talking soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Let's go into break, and then we'll come back from break and give a roundup on this morning show.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores. Wake up with a unique daily show covering the world of sports with a new perspective. Get Off the Bench with Mitchell John. We'll bring you the current sports news and events happening now, not later like the others. Your first look at sports will feature the news and views from professional, college, and high school sports. Tune in with Mitchell John for a can't-miss program every weekday. Catch Get Off the Bench with Mitchell John weekday mornings at 6 a.m. Pacific Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com. Or call 877-853-PURE.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back to Kiss Your Life Hello. That was my dog, Tashi. Welcome everybody back. Dr. Vijay, Dr. Appleton is a great person. This book, Suicide by Sugar, I believe everybody really, really needs to read this book. I mean, just beside having the recipes of having everything, you know, with natural, like she mentioned, but with natural fruit and natural vegetables with the sweetness, as opposed to using all these other sugars and even these sugar substitutes, because there's a huge connection. A huge, huge connection. Suicide by Sugar. Go to your bookstore, Amazon.com. I'm sure Barnes & Noble. I know my local health food store carries this book. It's a very, very powerful book. She's a great guest. Now, I believe that when she talked about her DVD, when we did the lecture at the Cancer Society,
yes,
Cancer Control Society, I believe they showed her DVD at the end of the show Sunday evening.
Yes, this is an absolute must. I couldn't agree with you, Dr. Hedge. This is an absolute must. Book and the DVD was very, very, very useful. And yes, we did see it at the end of the Cancer Control Conference and Symposium that we had in September of last year, 2009. And she has written another wonderful book for people who are interested on inflammation, stopping inflammation, relieving the cause of degenerative diseases. Now, you know, I talk a lot about, and you do too, on chronic inflammation, low-grade inflammation as the precursor or the cause of most of the illnesses and, you know, aging problems that we know of today. And she takes it a step further by, you know, dealing with the sugar addiction in our society, and how harmful and how dangerous it is for our children.
This is very powerful.
I think it's a very powerful message. Absolutely, absolutely.
And for people to know about this, excuse me, because it's connected so much, I'm going to give you a real good example of the denial in society. Meg and I were at a New Year's Eve party, and there was an elderly gentleman, and he was just eating everything and the dessert thing. And somebody said to him, "Aren't you a diabetic?" And he said, "Oh, I took my shot in the morning, you know, I don't care." And it's and I felt sad. I felt sad because what he's doing, he's just giving in to his addiction. And even though type 2 diabetes, you know, I mean, he can cause some huge consequences with this. So for people to take responsibility is very, very important. And, you know, when she mentioned about being sugarholics, a lot of us are, and this gentleman was, and he was willing to pay the consequences of his diabetes. And I just felt
sad.
Well,
it's like popping the pill. You know, you pop a pill and everything else is taken care of, and, you know, you can just go back to your diet. And it sounds like if he's taking his shot, he's progressed from type 2 to type 1 because now his body is not producing insulin and he has to get his shots. And, you know, it is very sad because I've spoken to some doctors before, and they said, well, as long as you're on your insulin or you're on your medication, you know, yeah, you can take whatever you want. You know, the insulin will take care of it, especially those who are in type 1 diabetes and they are on injection insulin. It's very sad that, you know, they don't, there's not much going on in terms of, you know, no, we need to talk about your diet here. What are you doing in terms of your diet and your weight control? And here is Dr. Appleton and both of us and so many other people in this field, doctors, naturopaths, you know, nutritionists, talking about the sugar addiction and the levels of sugar that we have are now linked to a host of devastating health conditions, including cancer, you know, epilepsy, dementia, hypoglycemia, obesity, and much, much more. And, you know, this is not called living well if we cannot manage it. And I for one, am a sugarholic. I mean, I have my sweet tooth. And it's been a very hard, it's one meal at a time, one day at a time.
Right.
How do you curb it?
Right.
But one of the things I found is that when we did the research, Dr. H, and you know this, the fermented soy and curcumin, you know, actually takes away your taste, your craving for sugar. So now I can just, you know, go for days on end without, you know, if I, and like what Dr. Appleton was saying, you take three sips of, you know, a sugar drink or, you know, you take a bite of a dessert and you say, well, I can throw the rest away because I, you know, I'm in control. And I love that message that she's giving, you know, make sure you're in control. You do not have to finish that dessert. You do not have to finish that sweet drink. You know, take a little few sips and, you know, and make the can, if you need to, the soda can, last the whole day. You don't have to drink it all in one shot. That's
a
wonderful advice.
It was definitely a compliment for your Jiva energy drink, you know, the fermented soy, having just a very, very small amount of sugar in it, and also the ability, what you said, and we take it too, you know, Megan and I take it also every morning, and it does really curb the appetite, beside energy, natural energy, but also curbs the appetite of wanting some sugar. And, you know, I eat fruit, I don't eat a lot of fruit, but I eat fruit, and that's my sugar, and that's probably the whole extent of it for the whole day. When we go out to a restaurant, sometimes it's a little tough because, you know, they're going to put sugar in foods, and sometimes we can't get away with that. But at home, though, our ability is, if she says it's 2 teaspoons of sugar in the Jiva powder, the energy drink for a scoop of the Jiva powder, that's perfect. That's perfect.
Yeah, I think that's very important. Thank you, Dr. H, because like what I mentioned about spices, you know, we have ginger, we have the cardamom, we have black pepper, everything in the Jiva beverage. And, you know, there is a little bit of spice at the end of it that you just barely taste it. But that really will perk up your energy. And I think anything that you take, you know, has to give you energy. You know, so that's a very, very important you know, component of whatever you drink and whatever you eat. And as she said, if you're an athlete, you can put in tons and tons of sugar and get away with it. But most of us, you know, cannot do that.
Right.
And we have to be really careful. And like I said, once you're a sugarholic, you're a sugarholic for life. It's like an alcoholic, right? And you just want to be conscious of it. So once you're conscious of it, and she mentioned very nicely that when you open the fridge and you're putting something, you know, sugar, you know, in your diet or in your mouth, think about what is missing in your life that is sweet. You know, we didn't have time to go into that. And why are you compensating it by eating all the sugars and desserts, you know, unwanted calories and sugars? maybe you're missing something sweet in your life. Maybe you're not taking care of yourself or being kind and compassionate to yourself. So it's an area that we can, we can think about.
Or maybe we're eating our feelings away.
Uh-huh, that's right.
And a lot of us, raised as a child, you're not feeling good here. Mom, you give us have a cookie, have a piece of chocolate pie or cake or something like that, because you're not feeling well, as opposed to just sharing the feelings. It's a tough thing, but again, take responsibility. So the old expression, when we get sick and tired of being sick and tired, we can turn our lives around, and we have the choice. And I love the fact of, beside responsibility, to ask for help, for the support group, all this, we can walk through this. And when you and I have talked about this for weeks and weeks and weeks in all our different interviews. So speaking of for next week, we have a great guy named Joe Leskey.
Tell us who's our guest next week.
Yeah, hey, thank you for asking me. Joe Leskey from Paragum. He's going to talk about periodontal diseases and how we can overcome them and how we can prevent them naturally. So I wish I would have met this guy, a few years ago before I had to go and had some of the gum surgery, because I really believe in where he's going to come from and how he's going to talk about particularly this product that he has that is very, very beneficial.
Well, that's really great, and that's our cue here. Now we're going to end the show today, but having said that, we just want to wish everyone a very, very happy new year, and keep yourself healthy. Try to lessen that one sugar drink less today than you have to take, and we love you, and we'll see you again next week.
And if no one told you that they love you today, let me be the first. Love you all. Bye-bye now.
Thank you again for joining Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper for Kiss Your Life Hello. We'll return next Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.